Vayter and Shatzer and Daf Nun Beis, picking up on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, about the bottom of the page, about 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up. Next part of the Mishnah, Bemotze Yom Tov. So they go ahead and they would have this big party there. They went down to Ezra's Nashim, and now the Gemara says, my Tikkun Gadol, what does it mean when it says in the Mishnah there was a Tikkun Gadol, a great fixing that they did? Rabbi Lazar, explains, Ke'osa Shashaninu, Chalaka Haisa Berishon. It used to be that everything that was there was smooth. Would that mean that the walls all around were smooth? There was nothing on them. However, the kifua gezustra, they did is they set up all around it this gezustra of these beams that were coming out of the wall. Rashi explains, nasu zizim bekoslim bolten min hakosel saviv all around. And every year they would set up these boards on top of it in order that the women can stand up there by the simchas pesach shueva and they could watch. And that was a tikkun gadol, the katani masnis and misaknim b'chol shana, they set up every year. The women on top of them and down below, and that they should not intermingle with one another. Used to be the women were in the Ezra's Nashim, and the men were outside, they were in Harabais. But it came to Kalas Rosh, because they were mingling one another. So the women were outside, and the men inside. But they still were involved with one another. So they set it up to the women up top and the men down below. How can they do this? We know the Torah tells us, the Pasuk says in Divrei HaYamim, when it talks about how the Beis HaMikdash was built, that it says, Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem alai iskil. So it's all given by the hand of the Lord, and how could you go ahead and add anything? All the malachas of the building were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how are you going ahead and you adding? Amarav krush k'chu v'darush. They found the pasuk about this, and they darshened on the pasuk in order to allow them to do such a thing. Beep, turn the page, then beis amad aleph. Pasuk says, in Zechariah, V'safta ha'aretz mishpachos levad, the mishpachos beis David levad, u'shneim u'nisheim levad. This is talking about that there's going to be, Zechariah is talking about a nevuah, this is by the time of Gog and Magog, and there's going to be a hespedim that are going to be going on, a big mourning happening, and that is that there's going to be the death of Mashiach ben Yosef. And what's going to happen is all this morning, it's going to happen, it says that this is separated, the families, the husbands and the wives were separated from one another. Interesting. Even though this is something which is a mourning time, Armu, Valodvarm Kavachomer, whom I lost, said Lavo Shauskim Hesped. In the future, they're going to be involved in Hespedim and in this burial process. Rashi says, Ba'osa Shavam, it's star, Enu Mekel Rosh Amaher. Someone is in pain, is in emotional pain, don't usually go and not involved in Kalos Rosh, inappropriate activity. Va'od Shein Yitzahar is Sholit. The Yitzahar is not Sholit there. Kita Amar Krav, Asirosias Leva Evan, Lakaman Amar Koshakosh Boko Shokto, Amar Torah. So the point is that if at the time in Lost of the Lord, they're going to be Oskin Hespid, Vein Yitzahar is Sholit Behen, Amar Torah, still the Torah said, Anoshul Levad, Anoshul Levad, men and women separate them. Achshav shasukim besimcha, they're involved in the simcha, and that's all. There's a simcha. There's a lot more kalos rosh going on. Rashi says for krovel la kalos rosh, ocha yitzara sholit achshav lo kol shekain, achshav lo kol shekain, yitzara vi yitzara sholit behen alachas kama v'kama. How much more so that we have to be very careful? Interesting. You find people that don't understand, like why when you make a simcha should you have separate men over here, women over there? What the big deal? And he says, what are you talking about kalos rosh? We got to be careful. Second gemara, ha hetspeda my avidite. What is this hespe that we just quoted from that pasuk? What's it talking about? Pligi bar Rav Dosi Rabbanan. Machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbanan. Chad Amar one says, Al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. It's about Yosef ben Mashiach ben Yosef who was killed. The Chad Amar Al Yitzahara Shenarag. And the Yitzahara that's going to be destroyed. The Bishlam Laman Damar Mashiach ben Yosef Shenarag. That makes a lot of sense. Hayduch Sevi. Bitu Elai. Esesher Dokaru Vesaftu Alav. Kimispeid Ala Yochid. And what happens is they're going to look at me and the one that got stabbed. And they're going to mourn, like someone who mourns over their kid. Okay, obviously that makes sense. Lamanda Amar Yitzahara Shenarag. You're saying this is talking about the Yitzahara that was killed. What in the world? What hesped is there? Simcha boilam evad. Am I bachud? There's a simcha or such a thing. Why would they go ahead and cry under such a circumstance? Says Gemara, kidarish of Yehuda, like Yehuda came and dashed. Loss of love in the future. Maybe your kaddish bachud yitzahar of a shochtob of tan tzaddikim of tan rishayim. Hashem's going to take yitzahar. He's going to shecht it in front of the tzaddikim and in front of the rishayim. Tzadikim nidmu lehem kahar gavah. The tzadikim is going to look at them like a huge mountain. Like, oh my gosh, it was such a challenge, Yitzhara. Rishayim nidmu lehem kichut hasara. It's going to look like them like a hair's breadth. It's looking like a small little thing. Halalu bochim, halalu bochim. Both of them are going to be crying. Halalu bochim, tzadikim bochim, aurim. They're crying and they said, hey, achilchanu lichbo zhar gavah gazeh. How did we do it? Unbelievable that we were able to go and overcome it. Rashi says, shenaskarim b'tzarim. They remember the pain. Shayelahem lichbo zhar a rasha azeh. How they're able to overcome the Tahara during the lifetime, and that's going to be such a cause for deep emotion. How do we not overcome this small little chut over here? So to them it looked like a chut hasara. To the tzaddikim, like this big mountain. Even Kodesh Baruch is going to be tama on them. He's going to be wondrous with them. Just like it's wondering for them, it's going to be wondering for my eyes as well. Now, what does that mean, by the way, that it's like a chuta asa'ara for them? Because Yitzhara, the more somebody grows, the more the Yitzhara grows with them. So if a person doesn't grow at all, then it becomes, the Yitzhara is not so strong altogether. Of course, I could have overcome it. But when we go out and we grow, the Yitzhara becomes stronger. So, oh, all of a sudden, it's like, wow, it was like a big mountain, we overcame it. Amar Ravasi. Yitzhara, b'tchila doma l'chut shel buchya. First, it starts off as looking like a string. A thread of a achabish, says Rashi, of a spider. Lubasof dome kavosos agola. But then it ends up getting to a point that it's like a rope of an agola, of a wagon. And it was a very strong one. Rashi says that when a person in Nimshach Acharev gets pulled after in Ma'at a little bit, miskaber v'holich, but then it gets stronger, it comes and overcomes him. Wawa wewa, gotta be so careful. Rashi says that first what happens is that they bring it, it comes to you, but it's like very, very weak strings, but eventually it ends up getting to a point that's the type of rope that's needed to attach onto a par in order to do charisha, in order to plow. Very, very powerful. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Hoi moshcheya avon mechavle ashav v'chaavosa agala chata." Woe unto those who draw iniquity with cords of nothingness and sin as with a cart rope. Like we just said, that it starts off with nothing, like Rashi explained, and it ends up being stronger and stronger and stronger. Tana Rabban. In other words, let's beat the Yitzhara immediately in the beginning, when before it gets too strong. You keep overcoming, you keep knocking it down, then it won't be able to get up. Tana Rabban, Mashiach ben David, Sha'asad li galus b'meher b'yameinu, Omer l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. What happened is, or will be, what will happen, Mashiach ben David, in the future, li galus b'meher b'yameinu, we're going to be redeemed. Hashem will say to him, Shal mi many davar ve'etein l'cha, ask me anything, I'm going to give it to you. Shenemar asapar el'chok, ani ayom yelidaticha, shal mi many, ask me, ve'etnon goyim nachal asecha, I'm going to give you nations that will be for nachal asecha, for your inheritance. V'kevan she'ra'a Mashiach ben Yosef she'nerag. Once he saw that Mashiach ben Yosef died, Omer lefanav, what did he say to him? Remember, this is Mashiach ben David we're talking about here. So when he saw ben Yosef died, he says, "Ribono shalom, eini mivakish mimcha elechayim." The only thing I ask of you is life. Omer lo, say to him, "Chayim, life." Atchelo amar tekfar his navi alecha David avicha. Before you even asked for it, David Melech, your father already said this. Shenemi already was nastavda on this. Chayim shalom mimcha nesatelo. Chayim, you asked and you and it has been given to you. Let's talk about the Yetzer Hara. Darish Rav Avir of Yitem Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Shiva Shemus Yeshal the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer has seven names. I called this Baruch Hu Karu Ra. Shem called it bad. Shenemar Ki Yetzer Leva Adam Rami No Rav. Moshe Karu Aral. Moshe called it Aral, meaning it didn't have a Brit Milah. Shenemar Umaltim is Aral Aslevavchem. You shall circumcise the Aral of your hearts. It means to say what? Remove the Yetzer Hara. David Karu Tame called the Tame Shenemar Lehev Tar Berali Eloikim. A pure heart. What does that mean? Mechlal, the Iketame, means that it's something that's Tame, and that's referencing over here the Yetzer Hara. Shlomo Karu Sone called it a hated one. Shenamar Im Raiv Sonacha, or in this context, I guess, enemy, that Im Raiv Sonacha Halicheu Lachem, Im Same Hashkeu Mayim, Ki Gchalamat Chose Al Rosho, Vashem Yisham Lach. If your enemy's hungry, give him bread. If he's thirsty, give him water to be able to drink. Because you're going to be throwing gechalim on him, coals on him, and Hashem will give you schar for this. Rashi explains, what does this mean? Im roiv sonecha means yitzrecha hara. Yitzahara roiv, he is hungry. V'toiv laver, he wants you to do averos, says Rashi. Alichelu lechem, give him bread. Hachuchelu b'milchanta shel Torah. Feed him with the war of Torah. D'chsev l'chu lachmo b'lachmi. Hashkeu ma'im, give him to drink Torah. D'chsev ba hoi kol tzame l'chu l'mayim. So it means this. Give him teda. Let him go and have teda, and you'll be able to overcome. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Barasi Liyotzahar, Barasi Liyotzahar Tavlin. Al Tikri Yishalim Lo, don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, will pay you back. Ela Yashlimenu Lach. Meaning, explain that Hashem will. Rashi explains, Sheyehei Shalim Yitzrechi Mach, your Yetzer will be Shalim with you. Voivchan, love you. Val Yisiach Halachto. Vileavin Me'olim. He's not going to cause you to do averos. So if you do the right thing, you learn Torah, it's going to satiate in a way that you're not going to be doing averos. Yishaya kara mikshal, Yishaya called it a mikshal. Mikshal is a stumbling block, as in lifting iver lusitain mikshal. Shenamar solu solu panu darech. Harimu mikshal midarech ami. Solu solu, pave, make way. Remove the stumbling block from the midarech ami, from the derech of my people, from my nation. Yecheskel Karu Evan. He called it Evan. He called it the stone. Shenemar Vasirosi is Leva Evan. I'm going to move this stone heart from your flesh. Vasati Lechem Leva Basar. I'm going to give you a heart of Basar. Yoel Karu Tzfoni. He called it Tzfoni, like Tzafun, like hidden. Shenemar Vesat Tzfoni Archik Me'alechem. I'm going to remove the hidden one that's there, that's hidden from you. Rashi says, "Can we first tzafon belibo shaladam tzafon belibo shaladam is hidden in the heart of a man." Wow, Yitzhara, unbelievable. Tana Rabbanan, what's going to happen to the Yitzhara in the future? V'esatzvoni archik ma'alechem, in the northern one. Oh, sorry, tzafoni, not northern, hidden one. I'm going to distance from you. Zay Yitzhar said, "Safun va'omim b'liv shaladim is Yitzhar, which is hidden in the heart of man." Ve'hidachtiv el eretz tzia ushmama, and I'm gonna chuck it and send it away to a place which is nothing and desolate and barren. L'makom she'im be'ardam usuyin lizgaros b'hem, to a place where there's nobody there to go out to get caused to get sucked in by him. As panav el ayam akadmoni, his face to the yam akadmoni, to the first Yam, first ocean. Rashi says, "Panavel Yam Akadmoni, Hamikdash Harishon Shehu Kis Shahu Akol Nikbatsim Sham Kis Shekol Nechalim Holchem Elav." Back in the Gemara, we'll understand this. Rashi, "Shenasin Einav Hamikdash Rishon VeCherivu," because the Yitzhara, you looked at the first base Hamikdash and destroyed it. And Rashi said that it's compared to the ocean, just like all the rivers flow to the sea, so to all the Yidden they go to the Beit Hamikdash. So what happens? You go and destroy it. And, wow. Yeah. V'harag talmidei chachamim shemo, and killed all the talmidei chacham that were there. V'sofo elayam ha'achron, and his end, v'sofo elayam ha'achron, to the last yam. Shenasenei v'migdav sheni v'chiriv, looked at the bayis sheni and destroyed it. V'harag talmidei chachamim shemo, and killed all the talmidei chacham there. V'ola boshu v'sal tzachanoso. I think this is the word for that really stinky stuff that the police use here when they want to get all the protesters away. Bosh or something like that. V'alu boshu v'sal tzachanaso, and there's going to have a real big stank. The stank is going to go up. It's going to stink, and it's going to rise. It's going to rise up. Sheminiach umos ha'olum mizgar b'sonim sheYisrael. What's it going to come? Because it's going to leave all the goyim and come to the Jewish people to get them to do averos. Ki higdol asos, because he has done greatly. Amar Abaye, it's the end of the pasuk. Uvetalmidei chachamim yosem mikulam. This means he comes against the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar comes against the chachamim more than anyone. Ki hoda Abaye shamila hu gavra to kamila hi itzonektim v'nezil ba'urcha. It's like what happened was Abaye overheard somebody saying once. He said to a woman, "Come, let's get up early and let's go out. Let's go on the way." Rashi says, "Nashkim hashkama kodem yom, before it gets light out. Hashkama kari kedmusa b'shas. So let's get up early and go." Amar. He said, "Ezel afreshinu meisura. I'm going to go. I'm going to go after him, and I'm going to keep him, save him from doing an avera." Also, b'srayu t'losa parsi. He followed him for 3 pras. Kihavu parsi me'adadi. And when they got to a to their destination when they were separating. Rashi says, each one went a different way. They just got to where they were going, and then they left each other. Shaminu de Kaamri, and they heard him. They heard them saying, "Archin Rechika." The places we're going to are far from one another, and therefore they're not going to go together. V'tzavsim b'sima, but unfortunately, that's too bad. V'tzavsim for us to the seventh of coming close and being connected with each other. B'sima would have been nice. It would have been nice to be able to walk together. Too bad we can't walk together anymore. Well, bye. Have a nice trip. I'm going to buy it. Bye. He says, Iman de sunnily hava lava matzi lo kime nafshe. If it would have been me on that trip with that lady, I would not have been able to hold myself back. Oh my goodness. Azal tala nafshe biyibura didasha umitstair. Rashi explains he leaned on a door, on like a post of a door. Like someone who's in a lot of pain. He's so sad that he would have failed this test. Also, usaba tanale, and there was an old man who came. Suddenly a man appeared, and he came and taught him, Kola gado echeveru, yitzu gado emenu. Anyone who's greater than his friend, his yitzer is greater than him as well. Don't feel bad, my friend. Of course, you would have fallen, because you're on a much higher level. Amar Rav Yitzchak said, Yitzchak Sha'ad Miskaber Lava Chol Yom Yitzchak of a person is Miskaber every day. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Rak. Beep, turn the page. Nun Beis, one Beis. Rak Ra Kol Yom. Bad, evil, the entire day. Rashi explains that Kol Yom Ra So Mitosefes. It's always growing and growing. Amar Rav Shimon Lakish, he said, Yitzchak Sha'ad Miskaber Lava Chol Yom Mavakash Lamiso. He wants to come and kill you. Shenemar Tzofe Rosh LaTzadik. The Rosh is waiting for the Tzadik. Mavakash Lamiso. And he's waiting to pounce on him and to kill him. V'almalei Kodesh Baruch Hu She'ozelo. Hashem doesn't help. Eino Yochelo. He wouldn't be able to overcome. He wouldn't be able to beat him. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hashem lo yazvenu biyado, lo yashienu bishafto. Hashem's not going to leave him in his hand and condemn him in judgment. So what do you do if the Yetzer comes your way? Tana de Bishmal. Im paga b'cha menuvel zeh. If this menuvel comes and he meets up with you, mashcho lebeis ha-medrash. You go and grab him, bring him to the beis ha-medrash. Drag him there. Im evenu nimoch. If he's a stone, he's gonna melt. Im barzel mitzpotzeis. And if he's made out of iron, he's going to explode. Im evenu nimoch. If he's a stone, he's gonna melt. Tchsev hoi kol tzami l'chul ha-mayim. Pasuk says, anyone who's thirsty, go get your water. Uksiv, and it says, Avanim shachakumayim. It says, water will smooth down a stone. It wears it down. So, if it's a stone, then the water of Torah is gonna wear it down. It's gonna melt it. In barzel, if it's iron, it's gonna explode. Uksiv, alo kol devarei ke'eshnu mashemu kepatish yefotzeitzela. It's gonna go ahead. My words, not like fire, said Hashem. It's like a hammer. That's Yifotitzela that smashes a rock and it basically smashes it into smithereens. Either way, you're going to win. Am Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yetzirah Misiso La'adam Olam Hazeh. The Yetzirah comes to go ahead and get you to do the wrong thing, tries to draw you in. A Mesis, Umeida Level Mabah. He comes, he entices you to do the wrong thing, and then he becomes the one who testifies against you in the next world. Shenemar, Mifanik Minor Avdo Vachariso Yemanon. He who pampers his servant from youth shall have him as a ruler at last. Wow, very, very scary. Rashi comes in, he explains, Yitzhahara, hu avdo shel adam, shimratza harehu masa biyado. If you want, you have control over it. Shenemer va'ata tim shel bo, you can rule over it. Shekein, be'atmach, in atmach shel Rabbi Chia, karin l'sada. It ends up being the word manon, ends up being the word sada. What in the world is atmach? It's a way that we go out and we darshan different words. You have ones, tens, and hundreds. 1 to 9, 10 to 90, and then 100 to 400. You substitute letters that are the pair. So 1 and 9, 2 and 8, 3 and 7, 4 and 6, and that leaves 5 without a partner. Also, it leaves 50 without a partner. So 5 and 50 are interchangeable. And then the same again with 10 and 90, 20 and 80, 30 and 70, etc. within terms of gematria. So if you substitute the letters, then you end up having the word word sada coming in place of the word manon. So manon is a thing which, like we saw, which was a ruler. It's going to rule over you. It's eventually going to be Sada. It's going to be your it's going to testify against us. Shekein ba'atvach Rabbi Chiya karn l'sada manon. Right, they called the sada. It was called a manon. Rav Huna Ram, Rav Huna says we have two psukim that go against each other. Ksiv ruach zinunim hissa uksiv bekir bam. One pasuk says that the ruach zinunim, in other words, this ruach, this spirit of doing the wrong thing, hista, ends up making us make a mistake, which sounds like, okay, it's just a mistake. But then you have another one, uksiv, another pasuk which says bikir bam, that it becomes, it's internal, it's inside of them, seems to be that it's part of us. As a Gemara, betchila hissa, in the beginning, it's toa us, it misleads us, it's mistaken, we do the wrong thing. But eventually, chalila, it ends up being part of us. Rashi says, mashma natua balibam, it starts to become implanted in their hearts itself. Amarava, Rava says that what itzahara, first is like someone that's like walking along the road, then it becomes like a guest, and then it ends up being the balabais. Betchila karu helich, it's considered like a helich, which means it's like passing through. Over derashes, over derech olav, veino misachsein imo, but it's not coming like it's an achsanya as a guest. Ulbasov kar orech, then it starts to become an orech, achsanya, it becomes a guest. Ulbasov kar ish, then it becomes like a man. Rashi says the balabayas. Shenemar, the pasuk says, vayovo halech leish haashir vayachma lekachas mitzono mibkaro lasos l'oreach. You see the way that the pasuk goes and builds over there. It starts off by saying that. Where are you? It starts up by saying it was a helach. And the one who's just passing through came to this rich man. And he didn't want to take his own sheep to give to the guest. And then after this is vayikach as kivsa sa'ish, then switches over to ish, harash vayasel ish haba'ilav. This is when Nasan Navi speaking to David HaMelech, with the whole storyline with Bathsheba. And when Nasan Navi says, he basically says, what would you do? You know, there was a rich man, there was a poor man, the rich man had tons of sheep and goat and everything, the poor man had only one, and you took the poor man's one for yourself. The rich man took the poor man's sheep. What should happen to him? He says, it's terrible what that person did. He said, well, that was you who did that with Bathsheba. You have lots of wives. He had only one wife, and you sent Nasan Navi, the front lines of war, Uriachite, the front lines of war, and took him. That's bad. But the point is that we have the reference in our pasuk in the order of what happens. It's passing by, becomes a guest, and becomes a balabais. Vaitu with Yetzirah stuff. Amar Yochan, Ever Katan Yishol Adam, there's a small limb that there is in a person. That's a certain part of the body. We used to go to the bathroom. Marevo savea masbio raiv. If marevo, if you cause it to be raiv, to be hungry and starving, then that gives it satiate. It satiates it. Masbio, but if you go and you satiate it raiv, then it becomes hungry. Hamevin yavin with this. Rashi says masbio betashmish raiv gufo chaser koch v'raiv leizikna. So, but others understand it. You get involved. You leave it alone, and. Well, the way Rashi says it is that a person who's too much involved in the tashmish, then when they get older, they're going to be really wiped out. Others explain that the more a person gets involved with it, the more they want it. The less involved, the less they need it. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Kimari sum vayisbau." When they afflicted themselves, they were satiated. Vaiter, Amr Rav Chana Bar Acha, Amr Bei Rav, Arba Mischarit Aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabarim. There are four things that Hashem regrets that He created them. What exactly that means, probably moral, shtiklech, regrets, etc. But okay. Ve'elohim, Golus, Kastim, Yishme'elim, V'yetzahara. Golus, the Jewish people getting sent to Golus. The Kastim. Yeah, we're gonna break down each one, the Kasdim, Yishma'ilim, and the Yitzhara itself. Golos Tchsev, as it says in the Pasuk, V'atom, Mali Ponum Hashem, Kiluka Chamichinam. What am I to do over here that now my people are taken away, Chinam, for nothingness? Kasdim Tchsev, as it says, Hein Eretz Kasdim, Zeha'am Lohaya. Rashi explains the Lashon of Lohaya as Enu Kedai, V'halavai Lohaya. That the land of the Kastin, this people that were not. Yishma'ilim, the Siv, Yishloyu, Ohalim, Lishodidim of Atuchos, Lamagize, Kel, Lasher, Hevi, Eloka, Biado. Rashi explains that the meaning of this pasuk is that when it comes to Yishma'ilim, the tents of the robbers, they end up walking away gaining. And this is talking about the Yishmaelim, where they used to hang out in tents when they would be with their animals. And those who provoke Hashem are secure, which God brought with his own hand, meaning by Hashem going in and creating them. So what can he do? It made himself upset. It kind of did it to himself. Rashi says, Reisha Tikra, Osa Aslov, Ani Barisi Yitzahara, HaMechatiyim V'garam Tilehem, calls us Anlon, who caused all these things to actually happen. Yitzahara, the Pasuk, as it says, V'asher HaReyosi, that I caused it to be bad. I caused it to be evil. Am Rabbi Yochanan El Mali Shalosh Mikros Halalu Nismotet Du Aglaim Shosaseim Shel Yisrael. Yeah, Am Rabbi Yochanan. If not for the three psukim, then the Jewish people would basically be knocked out, or their legs would be cut down. One saying that I caused it to be evil, so it's not their fault really. Another one says, just like clay in the hands of the potter, so too are you. Basically, again, I'm the one who created you. I'm the one who put you in this matzav. Another pasuk, I took out the leaf of Evan, the stone one, and give it to you. So meaning, again, Hashem seems to be saying that, like, it's my fault that you behaved in such ways, and that's how we can get off the hook and actually survive. For Papa Amar, Af Mihai Nami, also from this as well, Yes, Ruchi Etein Bekir Bechem, I'm going to give you my Ruach in your midst, meaning inside of you. Essentially, these are things discussing that the Yitzhar is so intense, and I'm the one who has to get rid of it for you. So if not for me saying these things, not for Hashem saying it, then we would have got knocked out. So now Hashem telling us this means to say that he's pretty much admitting to the fact that, hey, we have a hard time, but Hashem's the one who caused it. Another pasuk comes and tells us, Vayara'ini Hashem arba'a charashim. This is Zechariah speaking, and he said, Hashem showed me four charashim. Actually, explains charashim are umanim, which means craftsmen. Who were they? Ma ninu arba'a charashim. Who were they? Amar Rav Chana Bar Bizna, says Rav Chana Bar Bizna, that's going to come up in a minute. Amar Rav Shimon Chasida, says Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu, Ve'kohen Tzedek, which we'll see who that is in a moment. But what we see is that these are four four craftsmen. Masav of Sheshes. Iachi, if you really, that's what you want to say, ask Rav Sheshes on Rav Chana. Hainu d'chsev, how you going to explain the end of the next pasuk? It says, Vayomer leimor, Ela akronos asher zeru es Yehuda. These are the kronos, meaning coming off the previous pasuk, the horns, that zeru es Yehuda, that were scattered Yehuda, right? They sent them out. Hani l'shuvasu. What do you mean scattered? These are the people that brought them back, not that they sent them out. Our mother of Chanas is back. Shvil is safe in the car. Go to the end of the pasuk. Vayavo eila lahachridosam liyados etzakranos hagoyim anosin keren el eres Yehuda lazaros of Gomer. These have come to make them terrified and make them scared, to throw down the horns of the nations, raise a horn against the land of Yehuda to disperse it. And so we see that, yeah, Nechanim, it's not the beginning part of the pasuk wasn't talking about them, it was talking about the non-Jews, and the Taka were the ones that brought them in. Amalei, so he says back to him, Bahadi Chana Bagarata Lamli. Why am I going messing with you? Rashi explains, Mali Etzlo Bagada Bakihu Bagada Mimeni. This guy's a bucky, and I'm not able to overcome him, so why am I even challenging him? Another pasuk to break down, a pasuk in Micha. V'hayezesh Shalom Ashur. And if what's going to happen is that, and this will make, this is going to make peace. If you have Ashur, this is a people, and they're going to come into our land, and they're going to go and stamp and trample on our palaces, Amenoseinu, Vakimonu, Alav Shivaronim, that we're going to set up seven shepherds and eight Nesichim, princes, Adam, Nesichei Adam. And we're gonna, eight princes are going to come against them. Ma Ninu Shivarom, who are the seven shepherds? David Be'emsa, David Melchis is in the middle. Adam, Sheis, Umisashelach Mimino, they're on his right. Avim Yaakov, Moshe, Bismolo. And Avim Yaakov, Moshe on his left. Rashi explains that Adam, Sheis, Umusushelech on his right side, these are the ones that the tzaddikim that were before the Ma'abul, they didn't sin until the door of Enosh, Kedachsiv, Oz Huchal. Musushelech was a tzaddik gomer, Kedabrinin, like in Sanhedrin, we explain, Shivas Yamim, Shenitlu, the door of Ma'abul, Hanyame, Avlo, Shel, Musushelech, he died before the Ma'abul. Avri, Tzik, Moshe, Besmolo, they're the ones who are going to be on his left. Umani, Yoshmin, and Isiche, Adam, who are the eight princes that we mentioned? Yishai, Vishol, Vishmuel, Amos, Tzfaniah, Tzidkiah, Mashiach, and Eliyahu Anavi. Rashi says, Lo yadati behem tam, I'm not sure why I picked these Shiva Roim and these Shmona Nesachim, Nesichim, and these eight princes. Rashi points out, Hagam Yitzchak's not on the list. Kemudun Ali, Darmin, and Ba'am of Yitzchak, Lehechan, Ozal, Lahatzabadam, Medina, Sogadam, he went to go fight for Klai so that they should be safe from the din of Gehenim. Kedachsev, Ki Ato Avinu. We saw this in the Gemara in Shabbos, how Yitzchak Avinu goes and he fights for us in the end of days. Okay, we're up to the next part of the mission. We said Arba Sulam is each one of the four, there's four things set up, that each one had four ladders on them. Arba Sulam is Tana, Gova, Shel Menorah, Chamish, Ma'am, the height of the Chanukiyot, of the candelabras, were 50 amos tall. We saw that already in Rashi earlier. V'arba yelodim shel pirchei kuhuna b'deim kadei shaman shel mea v'esim log, 120 log, each one carried 31 each. Yibay lehu, mea v'esim log kulu, was it there's 120 log at all four of them had it? Odelma lechol chad v'chad, each one of them had 120 in total, so each one had 30. Odelma lechol chad v'chad, each one of them 120, so it's 120, 240, 360 or 480 is really 140 or 180. Look, Toshima, Toshima, let's take a look. Ubidam, Kadesh, Shaman, Shloshim, Shloshim, Lug. And they had each 30 Lug. Shane Kulam, Mayav, Esim, Lug. It ended up being a total of 120 Lug. Tano. That's not so simple to go out and carry so much and lift it up, going up this ladder. Rashi says, V'heim u'shubach, oh, I'm sorry, let's see the actual Gemara first. V'heim u'shubachim ha'yu yoser mi'beno shel Marta ben Baisus. They were more praiseworthy than the son of Marta, who was the daughter of Baisus. Now, what was so chashev about him? What was so chashev about this fellow? Rashi says, first of all, b'davar zeh, ha'yu mishubachim ha'kocham, in their strength, even more, Yosim b'no shel Marta. Rashi says, b'no shel Marta ben Baitis, kohen ha'yu, he was a kohen. And Amuel b'no shel Marta ben Baitis, sh'ha'yu notel shtei yerechel shel shor gadol, he can go and carry two thighs of a shor gadol, a very big ox. And you have to do this, shelakuach be'elev zuz. So we're talking about this is a mama. This is like a big one. And Mahalich Ekev Bitzad Gudal, he'll be able to walk heel to toe in order to go bring it up. Rashi says, Holy Chin Bekevish Benachas Ekev Regel Echad Bitzad Godel and Shel Chaverta Viderech Nosem Aso Lerutz. He'll be able to go and carry it one thing up. He didn't run. He didn't go slow. He took his time. He was so strong. They didn't let him do it because they wanted to give more people the opportunity to do it. The more people do it, it's more of an honor. But he was still able to do this incredible, incredible feat. Very, very powerful. My mishubachim. What did you mean that what they did is even greater? What was so great what they did? Ilma mishum yukra. If you want to say because of how heavy it was, Kovid Amasai Rashi says Hani Akiri Tvei. The thighs of ox are a lot heavier than the lug of oil. Allahasam kevish maruba velozakiv. Answer is because over there by the ramp, it wasn't something which was straight up. It was on an angle that it was a lot easier to go and carry. It wasn't so steep. Hacha sulam zakiv tuva. Here with the sulam. If it's straight up the ladder, tuva, it's a lot more difficult to carry it up, even though it weighed less. It's a lot more difficult to carry something weighing less straight up than it is something weighing more on an angle. Next part of the Mishnah, last thing for the day. V'lo yechatzer b'shalayim. We said there wasn't a chatzer that wasn't lit up in Yerushalayim because how bright it was. Tana, beep, turn the page. Daf, nun, gimel. Isha Haisa Boreris Chitim Laor Shalbeis HaShoeva. A woman could be able to go ahead and be Bevare Chitim to separate the different grains using the light of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that was there. That's how incredibly bright it was. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.